The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
TJ Miller, half hour from now, going to phone the program. A little later on this morning, John Waters, 25th annual Christmas tour. It's 25th annual he's been doing this. He's coming to the Slowdown in Omaha. I like this line. It's a... Be thrilled to take a sleigh ride of sleaze down the slopes of good taste and over the ski jump of religious beliefs to a snowdrift of candy cane anarchy. That sounds like you're high when you write that, right?
Yeah.
I'm more all about sleigh ride of sleaze, man. That's for sure.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever holiday you celebrate. I celebrate an atheist Christmas, which is basically called a secular Christmas. Christmas tree, I love it all. I love the Christmas tree. I love the lights. I like the presents. Well, I used to like the presents when I got them.
But just remember, whatever holiday you do celebrate, there's a war on it.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. At what age is the are the children expected to get? Because like you got one kid in college. Is she expected to buy you a gift now?
I don't expect it because, you know, I'd rather have her spend money on herself at this point.
She or like, is it when they get out of college and they get their own job, then maybe you expect them to buy you a gift?
Yeah,
is that where the line is?
Yeah, I would think that.
Yeah.
At least for me, I didn't really buy. I remember I used to borrow money from my mom to buy gifts for them when I was like 17 or 18, which was just
nice
dumb.
Move.
Yeah,
I've never expected it, but it's nice when they show up.
Well, as an adult, yeah, they should start buying the kids presents.
When they have a job. When they're out of college and they've got their own job and their own life.
Yeah, I mean, nothing special, but something.
Yeah, when they're out of college, they got a job, they got their own life, and about the time they start buying you gifts is about the time they stop borrowing money from you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So you got to go through that phase first, and then they start buying you stuff.
It's the thought that counts.
Sure.
If they think of a good gift.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they thought of something you wanted.
Yeah.
Right. Was on this date in 1955, seamstress Rosa Parks arrested in Montgomery, Alabama.
How did I not know she was a seamstress?
I don't know.
I never heard that either.
No. Yeah. I guess she was never introduced as, that's not top billing.
No,
you're
it's
talking
not.
About
no.
Rosa
yeah.
Parks, you don't say seamstress.
Yeah, that's a Betsy Ross
and civil rights
right
champion. Right. Well, Rosa Parks.
She showed the first American flag, too.
That's quite the life.
Well, it was a long life, too, for that matter.
But she wouldn't show any Confederate flags, so she had to go to the back of the bus.
It was better in the old days, Craig.
Oh, I'm sure.
When you had to sit in the back of the bus.
I'm sure.
Well, you didn't have to.
No, that's right. Yeah.
But black people did.
Yeah.
And it was a romantic, beautiful time.
Progressives always win. It just takes a long time.
It really wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't. That's the scary part.
Here's a horrible story, and I mean this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that means you're challenging us. You always do that.
No, 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 no. This is just a horrible story.
All right. All right.
Death of a UNLV student who collapsed.
Starting off horrible.
Yeah. Who collapsed during a fraternity boxing match. Now being ruled a homicide.
You know, it's
20-year-old
kid. I just had this conversation with my son last night. He always wants to box. And I said, no, you're not boxing. I just don't want you to get hurt. I said, this was a headgear thing, too, by the way. This kid was in headgear and died.
Died of blunt force head trauma 4 days after the boxing match.
Yeah, it was like a fraternity organization. They all just
raising money.
Right.
Not a bare knuckle.
Nope. Gloves and headgear.
Yeah.
Still died.
Now,
and this is
the
UNLV
referee that they got for this. Probably not a real referee. It was, you know, he had a there were any number of matches throughout the night, and
he let it go too long.
And, well, that, and he's carrying a beer.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As you do.
Right. That's not surprising.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Apparently, you can't go beat up homeless people anymore in Vegas.
They look against that.
No bum fights.
You're only allowed to drink at the fight when you're the announcer,
that's
right,
a sad
Craig?
Story, man.
And then, and even then, don't take the beer into the ring.
No. You don't know what'll splash.
Apparently,
in there.
The referee was just drinking all night, had the beer in the ring and whatnot. Even if he was a real referee, I sincerely doubt it, because guys who make it that far to be an official referee, they do take it seriously.
Yeah.
I saw bad news about weed when I was home, too. This is the probably made the national story, but I saw it when I was back east. It happened at Penn State. Some girl was getting – beautiful girl, too, by the way.
Oh.
Making it more tragic?
Yes.
I'm just looking at
I saw this story.
Beautiful girl. Said she was all high, got high with a buddy of hers, ran into the trash room in a dorm at the 10th floor and fell down the trash chute. They didn't find her. They found her at the dump.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Picking you up make you feel good this morning. Sorry about that. But that was bad news for weed, because they concentrated on her being high in that story.
But parents did.
But a drunk can fall down.
Did they mention
trash
she might have been drunk, too?
No, she was high.
Just high.
I'm not blaming it on the weed. I'm just saying she was impaired on something, and she fell down a trash
chute. She made a very bad decision.
It was a bad decision. It's sad.
The story made it sound like she was some sort of paranoid or something. Like,
that would be weed.
Yeah,
I'm not blaming weed. I'm saying that's the story. She was paranoid, I think.
She said the video looked like
impaired. It was a sad story because she was impaired. Drunk or weed, whatever. You're impaired. Right. You get it, you know?
Pretty sure they ruled it a COVID death.
No. No, they didn't.
That's what they do.
Yeah, it was brutal. And you're right. She was.
So they had no idea where she went.
No. They had to figure out later on what happened.
Man. Why this boxing thing, why are they considering it homicide? I'm sure the dude got in there
willingly. It's not
willingly.
Homicide, yeah.
Negligence of some sort.
Yeah. There's negligence. And
yeah, but the guy that hit him isn't going to be charged. They're boxing in a charity match.
No one said that guy's going to be charged.
The
they just
in
said
charge.
They're going to be charged. Someone's going to be charged.
The guy that ran
so we don't know who's going to be charged.
If they didn't have the proper referees or the proper safety people involved.
Oh, the school, the fraternity.
Not a school thing,
The fraternity, okay.
Yeah, I think I'd like to box but not get hit.
Yep.
I don't think that's an option.
That's just hitting a bag.
Right.
The bag doesn't hit back.
No, it doesn't.
Motley Crue has sold its entire recorded catalog to the BMG Music Company. About $150 million they got.
These bands are making some cash on these things, aren't they? Good for them.
Is that a sign they're about to wrap up?
No, they're just cashing out.
Okay.
I mean, they might be wrapping up the original music, but that's not the point. Some of them just, this is the top. The music, I see a lot, all these artists are selling their stuff right now because they don't know it's going to get any higher than it will be right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's happened yet, but I did read that apparently somebody was sniffing around Springsteen's.
I think he did.
No,
do
he
it.
Did.
He did
do
it.
Yeah, he did that.
It was for licensing and publishing, and I think the total was something like $400 million.
Yeah, what happens in that instance? Let's say Springsteen wants to go out and tour. Does he got to pay that dude?
No.
I'm sure that's written.
They work out a thing where I can sing my songs on tour, but otherwise you got the rights.
You can sell it to a Razor commercial or something like that. I guess, who knows.
But, I mean, it's a lot of money to turn down.
And they're not.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the value's not going to go up anymore.
No.
Like you're saying.
Even a band like, I think I saw the Offspring even got like...
They sold theirs
like $30 million for even just their catalog. Yeah.
Their catalog has a pretty sharp drop-off.
But yeah.
It's like, I like the early stuff.
Yeah.
And then they have like Pretty Fly for a White Guy and just like this... jokey crap.
Yeah.
That's still at $7-8 million bucks for each guy in the band right now. One lump sum.
Yeah.
Nick's an Offspring snob. I like early Offspring.
They were epic. I do like
that. There's a big difference. I'd like to see him in concert, but I want to hear like this stuff from Smash and then they'll go into, On My Helmet, whatever that song is. It's horrible.
Should have caught him about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
In a surprising twist, not really.
Can we sell our old dick jokes online somewhere?
Oh.
Can they have the rights to all of our old dick jokes from the 90s?
Oh, no.
All right.
The company owns that.
Yeah.
And
don't use those again.
Right. Go back and relive all the old dick jokes from 95.
Maybe somebody wants to put them in a car commercial.
There you go.
Goat jokes, too. They own all the goat jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
They own us.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen projected to have the best-selling album of 2021, including all genres.
That was also a spite thing, too. I'll buy that racist album. Just show them.
Well, and also don't forget, it doesn't take much to have the best-selling album these days.
2.3 million copies. Music.
Oh, you're right.
No, I'm sorry, 3.2 million copies.
Next still buy album. They're probably looking for 8 tracks.
But overall, physical album sales are way below what they have been.
Yeah,
in the
that's
last
true.
10, 15,
buy this
20
one
years.
You can still buy an album in a digital form.
You can own somebody.
Yeah, but he came out as a racist. He's pretty much a racist, right? So that's why so people would just, I got to buy his album now.
Since we can't own an entire human race, let's own the limbs. That's their attitude.
And Craig, even digital album sales are waning to streaming subscription services these days.
He's going on tour too.
Yeah, it's called "I Could Yell the N-Bomb If I Want" tour. Saying that,
sure there'll be some "Let's Go Brandon" chants at those.
Oh, yes, there will be. I'm surprised some neck country artist hasn't written a song called that yet.
They have
called "Let's Go Brandon."
Yeah, there's one out there.
Oh God. Radio's not playing it, right?
I don't know.
Country radio can't play that. They have to sell that.
I'm sure it's a YouTube sensation, though.
I would hope that's like Sacha Baron Cohen.
Is it somebody really bad? Is it somebody like...
I don't know.
Is somebody not...
I could be wrong, but I swear I heard that.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to any hip-hop music in a long time, but I'm sure
you were digging that for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we let you stay.
But... it's like listening to a train wreck. Every track,
it
you're
is
like,
bad.
No way. No like, it's way. Unbelievable.
I know it is.
Todd, you're not
it is the worst form.
You're not thinking of the guy who wrote the song that it was in the Chili's commercial that was an actual song. Like,
yeah. But they don't say the word Brandon in that.
No. But I mean, that song, I thought that song was for the commercial.
You saw the same bit I did. It was a CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah.
That's fancy like.
Yeah.
That's a real song.
Name. Yeah.
So God, I hate that song.
That song's the worst song I've ever written.
It is so terrible. But like the first place I heard it was that Chili's commercial.
Me too.
I thought it was just some dumb song for the commercial. No, it's just a dumb song.
It's an actual dumb hit country song, which I never knew it either until I saw that bit.
No, it wasn't made for Applebee's. It was just a song.
He wrote that legitimately thinking, that's a good song.
And the word Applebee's is in the commercial, in the song, in
it's
a real
in the
song.
Lyrics.
I know.
All right, I got 2 Let's Go Brandon songs on YouTube.
Oh, please don't play them.
One looks like a neck country song, and the other one looks like a rap song. The rap song, considerably less popular. Surprise. Some of
them. Well,
Let's Go Brandon
right?
crowd, doesn't it? It does.
Doesn't mean you're a pedophile?
I think that's why it's catching on.
It has a secret meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you fly that flag. And you're letting the whole neighborhood know.
Morgan Wallen.
Keep your kids away from those flags.
I thought he went
if you fly the flag, do you still have to go door to door?
Didn't Morgan
let everybody know you
live
there?
No, that's pretty much how you register as a sex offender. That you just fly that flag. And then people know. Don't go there for Halloween.
That's for sure.
Officials at Yosemite National Park are warning visitors not to feed wildlife after a girl was attacked by a deer.
Please pronounce it right.
Hang on.
Oh, Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Slipping up on Oregon. Slipping up on Yosemite.
Or Yosemite.
Yes.
Say it right.
So she fed a deer the deer was being.
She's now in the hospital. They say the girl walked up to a buck.
She got poked.
That was being
when
fed.
When they gaze upon Yosemite's towering sequoias.
God, what a passionate orator.
He was.
He is.
He was a skilled orator, right? Go ahead. So, you don't feed a buck, man.
They say the girl walked up to a buck that was being fed by other park visitors, and her appearance apparently spooked the animal, who charged at her. The girl's chest and arm had deep lacerations from the deer's antlers. Rangers are reminding tourists, don't do that, morons.
Can you feed a goat, puss? With food, I mean.
Oh, I was going to say, define feed.
Right. They're domesticated.
All right.
So they're a little less likely to attack you.
Did you see the story about Steve the goat?
Oh. It's good news. It's a good story. It's a happy story.
Beautiful story out of Clive, Iowa.
What's he look like?
He's cute.
And Steve the goat was never molested. Steve.
I can't answer that. And Puss doesn't consider it molestation. Steve the goat from the city of Clive, Iowa.
He just let that one go. He just doesn't consider it.
Pick your battles.
It'll just make it worse.
The goat cannot
say
no. It will make it worse. Doesn't consider it molestation.
Steve the goat out of Clive, Iowa, escaped from City Hall for 4 days. Apparently, the city of Clive has a herd of goats. 15 of them right now, including a sheep, and they use them to eat invasive species out of the green belt, according to Richard Brown, Clive's Leisure Services Director.
They're city goats.
They are city goats.
Employed by the city.
When the goats were being loaded into their winter enclosure about a week ago, Steve escaped. He was on the run for 4.5 days, traveling all over town. One Clive resident caught Steve on their Ring camera. Another family spotted Steve on their way to Thanksgiving dinner. Steve eventually made his way to a local car dealership where his reflection in the window kept him busy. They were able to corner him in the parking lot.
He's a genius.
They were able to corner him in the parking lot using a relish tray as bait.
Yeah.
Are there better?
That's festive.
Are you writing this down? Relish tray.
In a mirror.
Like I didn't know.
He was eventually captured. Authorities say he's now safely back where he belongs.
Our dumb dog, once in a while, catches her reflection in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and will bark at herself.
Oh, God.
But the rest of them are pretty smart. She's a dummy.
I can keep her distracted all day.
I think she's finally figuring it out, though.
Yeah, you think that, and then you'll catch her doing
right.
it.
Right.
Was that Clive, Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Puss.
That's close, Puss.
Yeah.
They have 15 goats.
Well, one sheep.
Yeah. Any woman goats, so Puss not in the dude goats.
Steve sounds like the rebel of the group, though.
Right. He is the rebel of the group.
Obviously.
Also stupid, though. Okay.
Tell me what
he got stuck in a mirror.
He was on the run for that long, and then he's
well,
just
that's true.
Staring
say,
at himself.
What was
what
it like
they
out
say
there, Steve?
Is that other goats have escaped this particular crowd, but they just go right back.
Right.
Steve stayed out for 4.5 days and had to be recaptured.
Well, he told those goats for years he was getting out.
Steve is probably tired of working for free and wants them to unionize.
Well, yeah,
the goats need to get their due.
A little goat rumspringer.
Right.
4 days to just run around and do whatever Steve wanted to.
Seems like Steve's afraid to go back,
it.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, feed him that
Is that your word for orgy?
It's the Amish word for orgy, rumspringer. Right.
Horrible story. Another horrible story here.
All right.
LeBron.
More student deaths? What?
No, Jesus. LeBron James.
What happened to him?
No, that was you.
No, he brought the first one up.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't mean to bring the second one up, but it was just.
You didn't mean to.
She was hot.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
LeBron James had a couple of fans ejected from their courtside seats.
Good.
In
Indianapolis.
And they weren't sure why for a while. You know, there was some back and forth.
Right.
Apparently, it is being reported that multiple fans who are at the game went on social media to say these people were shouting that they hoped that LeBron's oldest son died in a car wreck.
Oh, first of all, good night now.
It seems random, a random chant, which is horrible to begin with. Obviously, they're scumbags, but why that?
Exactly. So he said, no, they have to leave.
He's NBA.
Good. They should all. I mean, you can't have that.
No, you cannot. Scumbags.
Yeah.
Yeah, your ticket doesn't give you the right to just yell. Whatever.
People think it does.
Yeah, they do.
And never let them back in that arena again.
Right.
Todd and I sat that close to the Timberwolves Bucks game in this town years ago. We sat ringside, basically, right underneath the bucket. And it was crazy because the last thing I would ever think of would say anything to any of those guys. Because they were really tall and big.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm not going to be a jackass. I just wouldn't do that. You're that close to them. I mean, Garnett was still with the Timberwolves at the time. He was, right beside us. I'm thinking, I'm not yelling at Garnett. He could stab with his foot on me.
Well, you could do that if you were Spike Lee, John, with Reggie Miller back
That's
in
different.
The
they knew each
totally
other.
Different.
And that's just about missing shots and having a good time.
Yeah, it's just
and you're
talk.
Also Spike Lee.
Back and forth.
Does the proximity to the court play into this? Because I'm thinking, at the same time, I think, yes, you should be a civilized person. People at NFL games yell just as bad stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're worse. They're further away.
If not worse.
They're further away. You're right.
Yeah.
Not
but
worse.
They're further away.
Right. Right.
Is it just the proximity to the court? They're right there
on
the court.
That definitely makes a difference.
I saw.
Because he hears it.
Well, I think it's even worse in college. It was at the Michigan-Ohio State game. They showed Ohio State coming out, and the tunnels at Michigan Stadium are really small. So Ohio State is walking out their tunnel, and the Ohio State fans are leaning over. And there's a grown man, 60 years old, gut, just yelling, "You suck," to 18-year-old kids as they're coming out to the game. Just yelling, and you can see as plain as day, you actually can hear it on the microphone, "You suck." Grown man.
Yeah.
Yelling at college kids.
I mean, you always hear these stories about Philadelphia or Oakland or wherever where the fans will just say anything.
Well, like you said, Puss, it's you can hear it and you look right over at the guys at a NBA game and they're right in your face.
Yeah.
So I see why that's different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
If you're sitting courtside, how does it work if you have to go to the bathroom or want to buy some nachos or whatever? Are there certain times during the game that you can get up or... If you're in a regular row, you could just go. But if you're courtside...
No, you can get up anytime.
You can, but I think you get up when the ball goes the other side. So you're not in the way.
And I think
very
a lot
much
of those,
room there.
I think a lot of those courtside seats now have service to them. So if you need...
You don't call Piss Boy over there.
Yeah, you bring the...
Oh, Piss Boy.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Piss Boy.
But I mean, I've seen.
You don't know who Piss Boy is? Watch the movie.
I've seen video of courtside waitresses getting knocked into, and a whole tray of drinks goes flying.
That's
a
good band name, the Courtside Waitresses. I like that, man. All right, come on back, TJ Miller. In a few.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.